Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are, and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast, here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now to our focus on the second chapter of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. We are in Genesis 2, verse 18, and we've split it into two parts to assist us in our understanding of it. Part 1, which I have spent the last couple of broadcasts and podcasts commenting on, reads like this: Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." I remind you that God is speaking, and he's letting us in on the deliberation within his own majestic mind. God created man. God determined that it was not good that man be alone. And so then God declares in part 2 of Genesis 2:18, "I will make him a helper suitable for him." Let's just take these words of our great God at face value, and let me make 5 observations. I'll give you these observations up front, and then circle back and comment on each one. First, all 5 observations, and then I comment. Number 1, notice that God will make the first woman. God says, "I will make." Number 2, notice that God makes male and female. Number 3, man is made first, then woman. In the order of the creation of male and female, male is made first and female is made second. Number 4, this word helper is important. My 4th observation is best put as a question. What does helper mean? And number 5, since it is not good that man be alone, and then God makes woman, there must be certain things that man cannot do alone that he can do with the woman. The woman is essential to the man. Now, as a way for you to remember these and perhaps to write them down if you're not driving, and certainly as a way for further comment, let's take these one at a time. My first observation is this: God will make the first woman. God says, "I will make." As God personally made the first man, likewise God made the first woman. Let me remind you of God's creation of man by reading Genesis 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And let me preview God's creation of the woman by reading ahead a little bit, Genesis 2, verses 21 through 22. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. I think this is valuable to mark down and keep in your mind. God is the creator of both man and woman. And God creates personally, intimately, carefully, and in great detail. We're going to see that when we get down to the verses I just read. Furthermore, God gives equal attention and care to the making of all his creatures. For those who might want to make the argument that man is somehow a finer creature than the woman, you better be very careful. God will take issue with that. God made woman. Woman is not an inferior being. Woman is not an inferior being. She is not. Women, within the sound of my voice, this is a message from God to you. I, God, made you. There are many implications to this, not the least of which is you reflect the image of God. The Lord has formed you, to borrow the language of the psalmist, and created you bright and beautiful. Therefore, act like it. Live not constantly contrasting your looks to that of the other woman or women, but live confident in the beauty of the person God has made you to be. Women and men, do not ever forget that God made the woman. Now let's move on to my second observation. Number two, notice that God makes male and female. We'll come back to this again, but get it solidified in your mind now, if you would. God made man, God made woman. Man is male, woman is female. Two genders. They are human. And do not forget that in the animal world, God also made male and female. Two genders. We find this back in Genesis 1, verse 22. After God made all kinds of animals, a rich array of wildlife, the Bible says, verse 22, God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And obviously, the male and female animals did procreate, because over in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 19, we read this. I'm reading Genesis 6 and verse 19. "And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female." This is God's command to Noah just prior to the flood, as Noah and his family prepare to enter the ark, so that they and these animals can survive the judgment of God. And highlight this, two of every kind were to enter the ark, and God specifically identifies these as male and female. God makes male and female. As God did that first for the animals, God now does that for the man. Thus far, man is alone. He does not have a mate. But now, man will have the woman. The male will have the female. Human beings will come in one of two genders, male or female. Male and female procreate. They are fruitful and they multiply and fill the earth, such that now we have an earth full of men and women and animals. My second brief observation here at Genesis 2:18 is this, God makes male and God makes female. I said I have five, and so let's move to my third. Number three, man is made first, then woman. In the order of the creation, male and female, male is made first and female is made second. This is obvious, right? Just read the text. Anybody who can read can see this. But the real question is, does this matter? Does it matter that man was made first, then woman? The Bible answers yes. If you'll allow me, let me put a couple of New Testament scriptures on your mind here. I do not have time to teach about the connection between man made first and woman made second, and the Apostle Paul's doctrine, but I can at least give you some verses to read so you can make the connection. If you want to do a little investigative work later today or this evening, these references will give you some key clues. The first is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. I'm reading now in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. "For man does not originate from woman, but woman from man. For indeed man was not created for the woman's sake, but woman for the man's sake." That was the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9. And then further along in the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, "For it was Adam who was created first, and then Eve." That's 1 Timothy 2:13, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. And as you can tell just from hearing these verses read, the order in which God made man and woman does matter. In fact, Genesis 2 is used to bolster more than one theological, biblical, doctrinal, teaching argument from the New Testament. We will touch on this again. As you note-takers get the references, mark these down. 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9, and 1 Timothy 2, 13. Someone says, "We got it, we got it. Move on, Swallow." Well, you got it, but let us be patient and make sure we bring along everyone who is listening. This is what makes not just reading the Bible, but studying it both important and thrilling. If you are willing to read the Bible through, then you will begin to see connections that are made testament to testament, book to book, and even chapter to chapter and verse to verse. By any honest estimate, there is not anywhere near enough Bible study going on among Christians. Even the phrase Bible study seems passé. But I am not ready to retire it or to retire the practice. If you belong to Christ, then your Bible is your most prized possession. Those of you joining us today who are not Christians, the Bible is also your most prized possession, even if you are not ready to acknowledge this. I invite you to please open the Bible and read it with an eye to detail. Any good study Bible, which I recommend, will have notes, certainly footnotes or notes in the margin, that will direct you to other verses similar to the one you are reading. For example, 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 Timothy 2, and the specific verses we looked at today, will also have a note directing you back to Genesis 2. They will. And they will take you there because they want you to note the order in which God created man and woman. Follow those notes. Make the connection. This will greatly enhance your own knowledge of God and of God's will. It matters greatly to the New Testament writers and to our theology, our understanding of God, the order in which man and woman are made. Now, this is my third observation. And that means we have two more to cover. Number four, this word helper is important. What does helper mean? The word helper is in Genesis 2:18. And number five, since it is not good that man be alone, and then God makes woman, there must be certain things man cannot do alone that he can do with the woman. The woman is essential to the man. We'll pick up here tomorrow when you join me as together we continue to discover who God is and who we are.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.